This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah, a project of Torah shows. It was started a few years ago. Our goal is to show a few Mishnayos every week with pictures and cartoons, and we want to reach 1,000. I'd like to dedicate number 781 to our dear sponsor, Stanley Shamosh, who in shul today took out his credit card and said I should charge him $100 a month and the money should go to Sinai Academy, my favorite school. So big yashar koach, Stanley. Also, Chazaku Baruch Chaim Lax for being a sponsor as well. Today, Maimon Albaz, that's me, is going to use cartoons and pictures to illustrate a Mishnah in Seder Noshim, Mesechta Gittin, Perek Beis Mishnah Hei. And the topic that we are going to discuss is who is allowed to write the actual get divorce document and who is not. Okay, so we know the Torah says that if a man sees in his wife inappropriate behavior, he is allowed to divorce her, and he would go to Beis Din and they would write a special parchment that looks like that, and it's 12 lines long, and it puts in the names of the people. The man and the wife are printed onto the document, and then he gives it to his wife, and then she can marry someone else. So says the Mishnah, HaKol Kisherin Lichtoy V'Seget. Everyone is allowed to write a get. Afilu Cheresh Shotev Katan, even a deaf mute and an imbecile, a lunatic and a child. Now really, that's very unlikely that they'll be that smart to be able to write it. But in case someone actually had such a person write it, as long as a gadol is standing on top. So the Gemara explains that they can't write the actual get with the husband and wife's names in it, because that level of lishma is a very big level of minat Torah, and they don't have the proper intent. But to write the tofes is just the framework, the template of the actual get they could do, but not the tofes. Not the actual customized names of the husband and wife. So here is a picture of a cheresh, a deaf mute. You can see that he's using sign language to talk to his rabbi. Also a shota, somebody who's crazy, screaming over there. And a katan is allowed to write a get. This is a very smart boy. As a matter of fact, in the olden days, it wasn't unusual for a boy to know entire mesechtas of Gemara even before his bar mitzvah. So if such a person wants to write a get, and he's that talented, he knows the skill, the calligraphy of Safras, the way Sefer Torah is written, he could write it. But like we said, only if a gadol, an adult Jew, is watching, and the adult Jew has in mind, it should be lishma, it should be written for the right people, then it would help. Says the Mishnah New Law, Ha'isha kotevet et kitaha. A woman is allowed to write her own get, but of course she can't give it to herself. She should give it to the husband, and then the husband can give it to her. Va'ish kotevet shovaro. Now, usually a woman would write a receipt to her husband, her ex-husband, after he divorced her, saying that she got money. Because when a person gets married, he gives his wife a ketuvah, which is a document that says he will support her. This is a picture of a ketuvah, I think. And then if, let's say, he gives her a get, so he has to give her money, so she gives him a receipt. But the Mishnah says that really the man could also write the receipt and give it to her, and then she'll give it to him. She ain't kiyum a get ela b'chotmav. Because what really establishes the divorce document to be usable is when it's signed by two kosher witnesses. So therefore, it's okay if the woman wrote it as long as it's signed by two kosher witnesses. Says the Mishnah, Kol kesherin lavi taget, chutz mecher shotev katam v'suma v'nachri. Anyone is allowed to bring the get to the woman as a shaliach, but there are five people that cannot deliver the get. Says the Mishnah, a deaf mute, imbecile, a lunatic, a child who's not bar mitzvah, a blind person, and a guy. So a blind person, the reason he can't deliver it from one country to another is because he can't say b'fanei nechtam. He can't say that it was written and signed in front of me in a different country, so we don't know who those witnesses are, if they were kosher. So therefore, he can't do it. But if, let's say, it's just delivering it in the city locally, then he could. And the reason why a guy is not allowed to bring it is because since a guy doesn't have the mitzvah of Kiddushin and Gittin, he cannot be a shliach to deliver the get. May Hashem help everybody that they should have shalom bayit, and that couples should be able to put the reset button and forgive and forget and delete old negative memories and only treat each other with positivity, because Hashem cries, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach cries when a person divorces his wife, Rachman al-Aslan, and people should listen to classes and read books that can help them understand their mate, their better half, and to understand that different genders have different mentalities, different likes and dislikes, and then people should be more respectful to one another, and then there can be more simcha in the world. If you would like to dedicate a Mishnah, reach out to me at youlovetorah@gmail.com, and please adopt a Mishnah so we could perpetuate it for future generations. This program was started as a zchus for my father and father-in-law in Gan Eden. And if you'd like to know more about Torah shows, stay in touch. We hope to have all my Torah shows on an exclusive website designed by Moshe Beda or David Aroni in the very near future. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.